This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule release to learn more.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's Nikki Glaser. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Wednesday, and I am here not only with Andrew Collin and Noah, but also Anya Marina.
Hey, girl.
Hey, hey, we hear you every time that song. Every time people hear you more than anyone,
it's a true honor and a pledge.
It's so good. It's
can we
so
hear
catchy.
It live?
Yeah.
Ooh,
the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
It's good. Good job, Nick.
Wait, you do the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
So
I mean, it's pretty on point.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Nikki Glaser Podcast.
He's doing a harmony.
I mean, we got to talk about your outfit, Andrew Collin. For those of you who aren't watching the video in a couple days, Andrew has a festive look, Jimmy Buffett meets
Jimmy Buffett.
Golden Corral buffet.
Trust fund golfing kid.
Yeah, trust fund golfing kid.
It's a chicken fried steak.
A frat guy going to a theme party, you know, trying to get laid still, but like also... The shirt is an old vestige of the show, the early days of the show. We started the show in the Cayman Islands. You bought that shirt one day when we went to go shopping at a mall, and it is a Tommy Bahama, correct?
It's a original, for
it's
sure.
It's a Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. There's no other prints. Bought it right off the wall. It was framed. I took it out.
Oh, God. This thing was on sale. They saw him coming. It was, you know, it was one of the things where they're like, it's on sale. And it was $87, something like that.
Yeah.
You're like, I got it on sale. Nikki.
Yeah. I mean, the original price, the artist said, was $284, Mr. Bahams.
You know, the original price is on the price tag, and there's already a line through it with the same font that the price is written. So you know that it was never that price. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, yeah,
this
they
was
got
our
me.
Intended price.
I think what happened is they bought 15 for the wait staff at the restaurant next door.
Yeah.
And then one guy died. So they had one extra just sitting there.
Yeah, they did a whole collection for a local hotel.
I swooped
in. A 2-star.
It is very white.
For their valet boys. You do look...
You work at White Orchid.
I look like a valet guy that has to ask his friend to drive
What's
stick.
What's the name of that show? White Lotus. Sorry.
White Lotus.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm very
White Lotus.
How quickly
they forget.
And
I
then
just
your
love
hat.
That show.
It's a Titleist. Or Titleist.
I've never known how to pronounce that.
Someone says Titleist?
No,
okay. Well, no. The hat.
It is. It's a Titleist hat. It's made for a golfer who doesn't want to get too much sun, mm-hmm. who likes to party, have a little Miami Vice pina colada around 3 p.m. because it's 2 p.m. somewhere. You know what I mean?
Well, he walked in this morning, and he's also wearing shorts. Are those swim shorts?
These are a Lululemon short, which act as a swim workout, or you could go to a restaurant.
You could go anywhere in those. Yeah. Says who?
Lulu. The who?
You're dressing this way because it's nice outside.
It's nice outside. It's 54
degrees.
Did you
know it was nice outside, like when you went outside, or because you looked at the weather?
I looked at the weather. I did go outside today. I went to FedEx already this morning to pick up a golf club that wasn't sent to me, even though I paid for overnight shipping. That's a whole thing. I read the reviews. This woman was worse than Hitler, apparently. And I thought, this was a year ago. She got these bad reviews. You ever go to the reviews of like a FedEx
eBay?
Location?
Oh.
Like it talks about the FedEx location.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
They're like, this woman wouldn't even look me in the eye. She didn't say a word to me. She wouldn't even get my package, even though it's the fifth time. I'm like so scared to go in there. I'm like, I'm going to kill her with kindness. I'm like, she's got to be fired by now. It's been a year. And right when I walked in, I was like, this is definitely the woman. Like she still has her job.
Oh, really? She sucks. But I go, maybe she owns it. No.
No, she wasn't. The manager's name was a guy's name. Maybe she doesn't. I mean,
Wait, what made you check the Yelp reviews before going?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because I've ordered another package that has gone through and never got to me. So they're notorious for being notoriously bad.
Why can't they just ship it to you directly?
Yeah.
Without stopping at FedEx?
Yeah.
Well, they got to stop at places. You never follow your package?
I do.
It's kind of fun.
I have a bikini from Italy stuck in Jersey. It's been there for 8 months. I made a 100.
Is that a Bruce Springsteen song?
I got a bikini stuck in Jersey. Paramus.
So wait, how long has it been stuck?
Do you get your money back yet?
No, it's because USPS. You can't. I tried to file a claim. I've been to offices, and I hear Nikki's voice in my head going, "Babe, how much is this worth to you? Is it worth $150 to just let it go?" And
like, how many hours do you think you've spent trying to get it?
It's more agonizing over it. Like, will I have a bathing suit in Mexico? I really wanted this. 3 or 4 or 17.
Poshmark, they'll have it to you in 3 days.
Yeah, I just can't get this thing.
That's a good question.
Want.
Have you called the actual bikini place? Because they
I wrote to them and they're like, the
you
second.
You wrote to them. You can't call them because it's long.
They're in Italy. I ordered this thing from Italy. It came, it was a size too small. I returned it because Matt was like, that's a little small. So I reluctantly returned it. I was like, all right, I'll get a size up. And then
did you think it was too small, or did he just not want you looking like a whore?
I was like, this is a little small, but I could deal with it. I forgot you should always order a bikini one size bigger.
Because your boyfriend will say it's too small,
no, it makes
and you look like
everyone
a whore.
Look better. It's a trick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you don't want it like tight. You don't want to be busting out.
Yeah.
And because you know me.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah,
kettlebell tits.
Yeah, even in a snow jacket, your tits are big.
So I wrote to the Italian company. They're like, the second it gets back, we'll give you a refund and we'll send you a new one. And then it's just stuck in Jersey for 8 months at some holding facility.
I wonder if someone's wearing it at the facility.
Gladys.
I brought a bunch of swimsuits to Hawaii with me, and I sometimes put them on when my lover and I are about to hook up, because I don't have like lingerie, but like I have really slutty swimwear that this company, when I was in Cayman Islands, they gifted me like a ton of swimsuits that are just skimpy string, like nipple cover.
Yeah.
Swimsuits. And sometimes I'll put one on like, cause I like having something for him to take off. Like sometimes he'll walk in and I'm like getting out of the shower and I'm totally naked, and I'm like, you wait right there, and I'll like put something on, cause I'm like, I like having something for you to take off. And so I'll just throw on, because I have like 20 of these swimsuits. And some are so tiny. And I brought a bunch of them to Hawaii. And he was like, you have to wear one of those out. You have to. It looks so slutty. And so, like, I want you to, he kind of wants me to, like, look slutty.
By in the front. Pool.
Like yeah. You have to, like, other guys are going to know you're a fucking slut. Like, it was kind of like this hot thing of, like, people are going to ogle you and, like, know that you're a filthy slut. Like, it was, like, kind of a hot thing. And I was like, I can't wear this. It is insane. He's like, I think it's great. I didn't end up doing it because they were I was like, if I run into Bill Maher,
yeah,
I'm not going to be able to ever look at, there won't be any professional relationship between us ever again.
You'd probably get on the show more.
You'll get more. Yeah, you'll get hired more out of it.
Especially if it's a size too small.
That's why I don't like having boobs like cleavage out ever.
Yeah.
Because guys can't, you know, it's not like I don't think guys are just complete animals, but I kind of do. Like, they can't focus if they're,
but I feel like
titties, like, just tempting them.
As a guy, if a girl's wearing every bikini for a girl, unfortunately for you guys sometimes, is that it's revealing. Even a one piece, you can't hide anything. So it's like, if you're showing a little bit less skin, like, Bill Maher's already going to understand your body if you're wearing a bikini at all. You know what I mean?
But there's, like, certain things that can look so slutty and, like, that you don't understand. Like, if I would have moved an inch, you would see, like, my nipple. And like, there's something about a nipple.
Yeah.
That changes things.
It does. Why? Because we're told that you can't show it.
Even if you see the outline of, or, like, the areola, it's like, oh my God.
There'll be a TikTok and a girl will have, like, a quarter nipple out.
Yep. Yeah.
And people will lose their fucking mind because it's a quarter nip.
Yeah.
As opposed to a full nip. It's interesting. I don't know why. Maybe just a
taboo.
Yeah.
And it's like what you can't have. And it's like sneaky, and everyone wants what they can't have. That's why no one should come. You don't even want the full nipple. You want the buildup.
The quarter cum?
You want, that's every, they've done so many studies about pleasure and the anticipation of the thing that you're excited about getting is better than getting it. Always.
I don't agree. I never agree with that because I always,
it's true.
Whenever I come,
our,
that feeling when the cum is coming out of my cock is way better than when it was inside my cock. It's just not even close. Maybe.
I'm glad we got here at this point in the podcast. I wasn't sure when.
Yeah, it builds up.
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about? Sociopolitical?
That's not fun anymore because we already got to the coming part.
Yeah, that's true.
Sociopolitical.
Yeah. He.
Wait, I could go there.
Thank God or not.
I could go there. You want to know what's going on in China? They're killing Muslims over there for some reason.
About Kazakhstan, Edge.
They're also freaking acting up, for sure.
Acting up.
Everyone's acting a fool these days over there.
So what's your plan today?
My plan? Mm-hmm. I got a golf lesson at 2:30, and then who knows?
God, who the fuck knows? Are you going to wear that to your golf lesson?
No, I'll probably throw on another button.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way you're walking around with that.
I would.
Did you go to FedEx in that?
No, because I wanted to be respected by that woman that's Hitler.
Right. So you understand the idea of not wanting to wear
a swimsuit Bill Maher, around Bill Maher. If Bill Maher saw me in this, oh my God.
I like it, actually.
Thank you. I just don't think the weather should predict how we dress. I feel like when you're in the Midwest, it's like, it's time to look like a fucking lumberjack. This is who you are.
Well, because it keeps you warm.
I know, but there should be warm summer clothes. How about that?
Like that print on a sweater? Like that same print, that Hawaiian print?
I don't know if we should talk about this online because I think we just came across something.
Yeah, a business idea.
Summer clothes,
winter.
Summer.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Endless summer.
Yes, endless summer.
That's actually the
summer winter wear.
A name of a Nikki Glaser
release. The Matt Pond original song.
Oh, endless really? Summer.
Yeah,
or possibly.
What's a movie?
Well, it's a lot of things. Endless summer. Yeah. He didn't coin the phrase. Hold on. So endless summer wear. I want to understand what you think this is. So it's like a sweatshirt with that print.
Yes.
So the clothing is warm. The print
is you want more is warm
there's,
too.
There's prints like that, dude.
On winter clothes.
Yeah, I'll buy you one. I don't think you'll wear it because that is a ridiculous print.
That's because you're seeing it through a very small lens.
Okay.
That's where it is.
Let's
dissect this.
Yeah,
I think you're looking at it as like this belongs in summer.
Okay.
That belongs in winter. Black, sad, earth tone colors.
I wear black in the summer.
Man, now that's a lyric.
Yeah, I wear a wool crop top.
true.
I do like that is a thing that I do like, is like sweatery crop tops.
Okay.
And that is a weird, but they're not comfortable in the summer because sweater is a heavy material. I'm just saying I like the look of it, but it's not, you wear flowy things in the summer. And that is so that plant that's on your,
yes,
that's a summer plant, like that's in climates that are, you know, warm. That's why it's, you know, something that you wear in the winter.
I get that. Summer. But why are we not bringing this print? Why are we letting the
climate
weather
change is going to let us do fucking anything.
Climate change isn't affecting the shirt. This shirt will always have a flower on it. It's not going to die.
It looks like a shrink.
This shirt will have a place like, in Andrew's like closet
the,
and
like
heart.
The icebergs.
My tits are getting bigger underneath the iceberg, causing them to collapse. Did you see that rock collapse in Brazil?
No.
These boaters, a whole rock just fell on
the
them.
Rock collapsed on set. Wait, really? A rock collapsed on a boat?
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of people?
Uh-huh. Well,
no.
A couple.
Oh.
Well, several.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's not go there again.
Anya heard that episode with Matt. They were driving in the car and they heard
what did you
the
think?
Several
you
episode.
Called me. You called me.
Oh, that's
me
right. I called you.
It was eye-opening for me because I always that's thought right. several was over the number five.
Okay.
But under 10. But I just invented that, I guess. In the dictionary, it says over two, but not, maybe less than 10, but not that many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it actually says 10, but I think it says more than two, but not that many.
I believe Andrew said it could be hundreds to thousands.
Yeah. Depending on the increment of time.
Depending.
So several seconds
so
would
several
be
years.
Hundreds of
well,
seconds.
Well, guess what? Years, there's been infinity years. There's been infinity seconds.
Huh?
What do you mean the increment? You mean the environment that it's happening in? Not that, because when you go, oh, he, you know, walked in space for several minutes. Minutes are an infinite. There's an infinite minutes. So that's not dependent on the time. There's infinite.
I'm saying the time, an hour is 60 minutes.
Okay. But what do you mean? Like, no one goes, how many minutes out of an hour is several? No one says that.
Because if a several hours, right?
Okay.
So let's say 10 hours. That's a long time.
Okay. But no one would say that several hours.
7 hours is a long. I'm saying 10 hours is a long time.
Right.
And then if you put it in minutes, if you said that would be 10 times, that'd be 600 minutes.
Okay.
That seems like a very long time.
We don't disagree here.
So then so 600 minutes
mm-hmm.
would, to me, 10 minutes would not be several minutes to me.
It wouldn't because it's about, that would be too many minutes to be several.
Yes, that's in your definition, everyone else's. But in my definition,
yeah,
which is... Tommy Bahama yeah, dictionary.
You've got a, you know, parrot head kind of approach to
it's just written
life,
on a
minutes,
wall.
Time.
It's just
in
carved.
Margaritaville, we yeah. don't measure things by units.
We measure them by
feeling.
Fluid ounces. In a
by a sundial, which is right behind the bar underneath the parrot's head. That died in 1987, who used to talk and say, Tweety Bird is here for Jager Bomb.
Jager Bombs weren't in 1987. Jager Back Bombs in did the not day. Exist. Oh, God.
But you get my point. Like, several to me, lot of
But
minutes.
Your whole thing about 600 yes, and then hours, I'm lost.
Yeah, Matt was actually like, I kind of get where he's coming from. He's saying if... He's like, it is funny, but he goes, I get what he's saying. He's saying if you're talking about a unit of something that has a bunch of little units in it, he's saying that several can't be applied to that, right?
Yes, it can.
Several can be applied
to
that, if it's a lot.
I lose myself.
But if it's 10 minutes to me before I found out, it's not several. If it's 100 minutes, that's several minutes.
Wait.
I don't understand. What? You lost me again.
Wait, 100 minutes is several minutes?
To me.
Why?
Because it's a big number. And it's a small increment.
Wait, what?
So a thousand seconds, several.
What?
Okay, now you ready? Yes. 10 hours, not several.
Why? Because it's
20
just...
hours, several.
Wait.
Can you just define
10
it?
Hours is not several and 20 hours is several?
Yes.
Why?
What?
Okay, 10 hours could be several.
Wait. Andrew. What? This makes no sense that more would be several.
Wait, what do you mean? 1,000 minutes.
Several is not dependent on anything. No, I get
that.
It's always two.
I get that. That's your definition, though.
It's the dictionary's definition.
No, that
dude.
Too. That too.
I guess I'm trying to. We got to figure out what this word is that you are talking about because it ain't several.
I think it's probably there's got to be something.
Many.
Many. I think we're talking about many.
When I hear many, I think
several.
Several.
Or 20.
Or not 10.
Or 1,000.
Let's take a quick break and come back with more. Andrew!
We'll be back in several minutes.
No.
A couple.
Many. Oh, a couple. Jesus Christ.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser.
We're back. So
we figured it out, I think.
No, we didn't. We're not going to
yeah,
go
yeah,
on.
Yeah. We probably should.
We can't go on.
We can. People are probably losing it, but.
Noah.
I think one guy did write me and say in the there's something in the history about several being used back in the day. I'm not kidding about where my
one
definition.
Guy, okay, like Chaucer's back in Canterbury Tales.
Canterbury Tales.
Some guy was like, "How okay. long is that knight's armor going to take?"
You are smart about something sometimes, like really smart.
Mm-hmm.
This one, not it's not it.
But I think my method is pretty intelligent.
You
and
have
off
not
the
explained
path.
Your method whatsoever. No one gets this method.
You know what I need? Like a Will Hunting to put it up on a board with equations to break it down for people.
Yeah.
Anya.
Great film. Yes.
I do love that film.
What's your favorite movie?
It's Not Your Fault.
Husbands and Wives. Woody Allen.
Mm.
Ooh, that's right.
That. Whoa. Edge.
Whoa. How could you say that?
Yeah, you know he has glasses.
What do you love about that movie,
Judy Davis. Judy Davis. Incredible performance. So good. She's so watchable. There's a scene where she and her husband is split up. He cheated on her. And she's going on a date with someone new, very reluctantly. And she's like, "Can you excuse me for 1 minute?" And she just goes to call her husband repeatedly. And to just bitch him out, and it's the best scene. And you can relate because you're like, don't make the call. Do not. You're not in a state of mind to make this call. But it's just so good.
That reminds me of that scene in Friends when Jennifer Aniston is like trying to get over Ross, and she goes on a date, and she gets all drunk. It's such a good scene. And she borrows the guy's cell phone she's on a date with, and she's just so she goes, "Hey, Ross. It's Rachel." And she's like, she's wanting to get closure because the guy's like, "Sounds like you don't have closure." And she's like, "And
why did she use
his phone? I just
want
to let you know." Because she's on this date and the guy's like giving up on this girl who's like just keeps talking about this Ross guy.
I know, but why didn't she use her phone? Because
she's
a different number? Because
this is like 1997.
Oh, she doesn't even have a phone.
I guess he has a phone and she doesn't. Okay. I don't know. I just
Sorry.
And she's like, I am over you. And she's like, and the guy is like sitting there and she's talking to the guy like, "Are too proud of me doing this?" Yeah. And she's like, "I am over you." And then she goes, "And that is what we call closure." And she like shuts it. She shuts the phone and then throws it in the like wine kind of bucket, the ice bucket. Yeah. And then she leans back and she's like all proud of herself. And then the next morning she's like all hungover at her apartment. And she can't really remember anything. You know, you can just tell she's like, oh, and she's laying on the couch and Ross walks in and she gets up. She's just like, "Hi. Oh, hi." And he's just like, "Hey, Rach, do you mind? I got to check my messages. Can I check Monica's phone?" And she's like, "Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. She's like, "God, last night." And he goes, "Good date last night?" And she's like, "I can't really remember, but yeah. And so he's checking his messages. And he's like, and then she walks into her bedroom and he goes, "Oh, Rach, I got a message from you." Oh, no. And then you just see her walk out and go, "Oh, no. Oh, no. And then she jumps up on him and she's like, "No, Ross, stop." And she's like running at him and she grabs the phone and he's holding on to it and he's still listening. And she's like, she's wrapped around him like a tree trunk, you know, and she's like climbing up him. And then she takes the phone and she throws it into the sink and he goes, "You're over me?" And she goes, "Oh, no." Oh, and she starts sliding down him like she's sliding down like a palm tree. She goes, oh, no. And he's like, When were you under me? It's such a good line.
That is a good line.
And then it breaks apart everything. It's the best.
Did they hook up right then?
No, he's like, and she goes, I, and he's like, and he can't handle it because he's loved her forever.
Have you ever left a message drunk on some guy's phone?
I've left text messages that I can.
But what about voice? Anything like swinger style? I've done that. Like. In college with that same girl.
Like
25 messages.
What did that sound like?
Yeah, just sadness. Just complete disaster of like, hey. It starts like, hey, what's, you know, it's like swingers. It really was. Like when I watched that, I was like.
That was so good. Hey, Nikki. One more thing, Nikki.
Yeah, like, hey, Krista, what's up? It's Andrew. Just seeing where you're at. It's like 11:15. Just checking in. You at the bar.
And then it just slides into.
Yeah, and then like. cut to 2 hours later. It's like, what the fuck, man? I fucking love you, dude. Why don't you answer your phone? I'm fucking still at the boot. Can you just come by? I'm with Jeff. And then 2 hours after that, it's just like, fucking, I don't know if you love me anymore.
Oh, my God.
And then 2 hours after that, it's like, I'm in jail. I fucking sucked a guy's dick in an alley.
Have you ever done that, Anya?
Emails were my thing.
What? That's
embarrassing. But you know what?
You're with a guy that you sent those embarrassing emails.
Oh, yeah.
You can't unsend an email either.
But man, when I drank, those were bad. A lot of passive aggressive text messages that would progressively go from, like, you know, someone I hadn't heard from in months, and I'd be like, you never gave me a nickname. I want a nickname. Oh, and that would be
like, where did you get that one from?
Tristan Prettyman and I, she's a songwriter. We used to drink sake together. And then right when we started getting buzzed, we were like, let's play this game. Let's send our exes the same text. And we would send all of our exes, like maybe six people, the same text. And whoever wrote back quickest or wittiest was like the winner of our,
right,
our drunken
kind of
text
game.
It
that
was
no
fun.
One knows you're playing.
Except us two, yeah.
Now, did it ever lead to more, or the next day, like, oh, shit, I'm dating this guy again? Like,
no, it was always a huge disappointment. And waking up smiting your forehead, like, God,
let's
what
be honest,
was I doing?
You weren't texting exes that you rejected. You were texting exes that probably you wanted to dredge up something again.
Exactly.
With.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So, and it never dredged up.
No, though. If we could get them back, we would have them back.
Yeah, it was always
these things don't work.
Futile task.
But that's
about
such
you?
A funny line to go. Never gave me a nickname. Oh. Like,
yeah, we were trying to think of something like, what would, and we would even text like guy friends that we hoped something would start up would be like, let's just see if this guy takes the bait.
Yes.
What's your best nickname you ever gotten from a guy? And what is the best nickname?
Ons. I always liked Ons. That's just a British thing for Anya.
Mm.
Okay. But they call me Ganj in high school because I seemed high.
Ganja, Ganya.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I hated Ganj, but everyone's like, what's up, Ganj? I just didn't
Who
like
came
it.
Up with that?
I like Ganj.
Ganja. A guy
cool.
I really liked called me Ganja because he was a huge pothead and I seemed high.
And what you
Ujus.
Ujus. It means horrible in Russian.
Ujus.
Oh,
isn't that a great word? She taught me that word yesterday. Ujus.
Yeah, it sounds
and
like
dinner mean is
gorgeous
ujun.
But wet.
Ujus.
Doesn't it?
Gorgeous like, but wet.
Yeah, ujus.
Oh, she's oozing wet.
Yeah,
like,
she's oozing
ujus.
Wetness.
Andrew's getting hard.
What's your best nickname, Nick?
This kid in fifth grade used to call me Nickel Pickle Pearl. I don't know what it was. But he was just like, his name was John Jordan, I believe.
That's a cool name, actually.
And he was like, Nickel Pickle Pearl. And I just loved it.
That's the best nickname I've ever heard.
Yeah, Nickel Pickle Pearl.
Very Southern.
Yeah.
From John Jordan.
He was just this like a little black kid who just like had took a shine to me and was just, and I didn't think I was worthy of a nickname back then. It was very cool.
Yeah, I've never felt worthy of a nickname.
Did you ever get one?
I got one in high school.
Drewski?
Ace.
Ace. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's very
By girls
cool.
that wanted Ritalin from me.
So oh, I don't okay.
How did? Oh, you had access to it for your
for I had ADD. ADD and I wouldn't take it because I couldn't eat and then I'd be tired for sports. So girls knew I had it in my front pocket.
Oh, my God.
And they could like smell it out and they would chase me down the hall. Hey, Ace, let me
get.
Oh, my
get God. Did you feel cool?
No, I felt like such a loser because I felt like a drug dealer that didn't make any money. What a loser that is. Fucking I'm Jewish and I'm not even turning this into a return. I probably could have sold them for 40. I mean, these girls drove BMWs to school.
Oh yeah, they would have given you money for it and then they would have respected you for like having boundaries.
Yeah, as opposed to like, please take my drugs.
So it was like an
I can't eat and I want to be strong for sport
where I'm not even starting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, every day Ritalin in a little tinfoil thing. And yeah. I would fake take it in front of my mom.
Wait, oh, so your mom would watch you take it?
She was around.
You know. In the next room.
She probably had, yeah.
You're the only person I know that avoided taking Ritalin.
Really?
Yeah. Because it made you not eat.
Yeah.
Most of those girls were doing it so they wouldn't eat.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. I bet you know a lot of people didn't take it because it made you feel like a fucking robot.
No, I read it all the time. People don't used to take it, right?
Anya? Yeah, Adderall. Generic Adderall.
In high school?
I don't understand why people don't take it because it makes you feel
cheaper?
Amazing.
Because I think the drug that you take currently is different than...
I've taken Adderall and Ritalin. They are more... There's a different... But I still... I would take any of it.
Now?
And not because I'm like... I'm addicted to it, but because, like, I'm going to get stuff done. I'm going to be more present. I'm going to be more excited about life. I'm going to be happy. Maybe that means it just works
I
for me,
happier.
But, like, why do people not take it all the time?
I was sadder.
Yeah, it didn't make me happy. It made me
more
zombie.
Were you using it, though?
No, I just should never have been taking
it. Why did you
it.
Like it, then?
I liked it the first time I did it.
Oh.
And never again.
Man.
The other
I liked it. I would do, like, an all-nighter or, like, write a paper.
Like but you
it
didn't
did
like
allow
the
me
feeling.
To. No, I'd be like chattery teeth till 4 a.m, being like,
yeah.
I gotta get this done.
Noah?
Granted, I took it at times.
You're not an addict.
Have you ever done it, Noah?
Me.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Where? Which part?
When did you.
My knee.
When did you take it, Noah?
I took it. I had a lot of work to do, and my ex had them, so he gave it to me, and it was. I felt like I was like on another like plane, you know, like,
did
like
you
in
feel
a different
happy?
Dimension. I didn't feel happy. I just felt like, you know, just like work mode, get things done. And like, I don't know. I feel like my brain was just like in overdrive.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny to take a drug like that. You see the movie like Limitless where it's like, I could do anything. Yeah. But it's funny to just still be dumb, but yeah. then feel like you can do a lot.
Like you're doing the Goodwill Hunting chalkboard, but it's stick figures. It's
oh my
just like yeah. it's just you writing out like Sublime lyrics.
Mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley.
But you spell
but
it like phonetically.
To Andrew. Yeah, I'm like, whoa. This is wild, dude. That is so funny.
I told you about the time that I took that sleeping pill. What is it called?
Ambien.
Ambien.
Ganja.
It's French. And I was on the plane and I was like, oh my God, I had all these song ideas and they were brilliant. And I was watching Californication on the plane and writing songs. I was like, I'm getting so much done watching this show and writing all these lyrics. And then I got home the next day and was like, I got to check those out. It was just a notebook full of kaleidoscope designs with some dialogue from Californication written
in. Oh my God.
Like diagonally.
You sound like the, you know, those spider webs. There's actually in the studio we're working in they have the thing that I see all the time on Reddit where it's like they show spiders that are on different drugs and the webs that they make.
Oh really?
It's in the studio that we're recording these songs. They have it on the wall. That's so weird.
Spiders like, actually are on drugs?
Yeah, they like make spiders like high on marijuana, high on LSD, and it shows the webs that they make and how different you like art is to a spider, you know, but it's just I realize like on Ritalin and stuff like that. I'll do a B, like I'll get a B minus paper done, lickety split.
Yeah,
you know, like it will be or a B, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to actually not do it, I would still wait to the last second, which I always do, and it would be an A. But it would take 6 times as long. It would be so not fun.
Wait, so the grade would be higher?
Yes. But if you aren't on Ritalin, you get it done faster. You have fun doing it, and you feel like you're doing an A, but it is a B.
Oh, interesting.
But if you do an A thing, it's... Like, last night I was watching my special, watching the new cut, and I was like, I don't know if it's an A. And, you know, my partner... We've seen it a million times. We were both like, it's not... It might not be an A. And I was like... I was about to start crying, because I was like, this is, like, the worst feeling in the world. And I was like... Not everything has to be an A. For this to be an A, I would have killed myself. It would, like,
yeah.
And everything else in my life would have suffered. I would be, something would be bad right now. This is, and some might interpret this as an, I don't know what
that's
an
the
A
other
is.
Thing too.
I don't know how they're grading.
And you've watched it a lot.
Yes. And I have felt like it was an A before when I was on Ritalin editing it. And I've thought.
That might be a B.
Right. Exactly. I don't know anymore. I'm not objective anymore.
Have you ever listened to people on coke? And
yeah,
you've been sober? You're like, oh my God, these people are out of touch.
I never know when people are on coke.
Really?
No.
I never remember.
That's because you talk like you're on coke.
I know. I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I really do talk very fast.
They think all their ideas are great.
You slowed it up a little bit, actually. Huh?
They think all their ideas are amazing.
Oh, on coke? Yeah. It's the most annoying thing ever. They're like... They just think they're brilliant. Like, they have all these point of views all of a sudden. And it's like, what? Like,
do you remember being on coke and feeling that way?
I, more, for me, coke was just
limp
feeling
arm.
I just felt sexy as hell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
I felt like a fucking, like, Antonio Banderas just walked on the dance floor. But meanwhile, if you were looking at me sober, you were like, this guy is just talking to the wall, sweating with blood coming out of his nose.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just like, I don't know, it's Antonio's here.
I felt that way when I'm drunk. You look in the mirror and you're like, oh, my God, I'm so fucking sexy.
Yeah.
What is, and it's so interesting because it's a chemical that's doing something to your brain that your brain is capable of feeling all the time.
Yes.
So, like, you know, the weather today, you're going to be in a better mood because it's like birds are chirping. It's like nice outside. But you're capable of feeling that way in cold. Like, the weather's not changing your brain in a way. It's just, it's
you can get to that state. It's just harder. Like you said, like, Ritalin gets you there. We want to get there quicker. Like, whatever that feeling of dopamine, we got to get there.
Euphoria.
Yeah. And so you get there through 4 fucking Jaeger bombs as opposed to 4 years of meditation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like several versus several.
Totally is. I got the microneedling yesterday, and I got a little lip injection, and I got a little like under eye stuff.
Yeah.
And like, when you first get it done, you can just see the results. And I looked like beaten up, like with my skin pigment because of the microneedling. But the filler and stuff, there's no swelling
so
yet.
You can
so you just see
how
what it looks like.
Oh,
in 4 days, you're like, oh wow.
Yeah, you're like, damn. Oh, look good. And then today, I woke up, and I looked like. It was beaten severely in my sleep. But leaving the place, I was just like, it felt the same as like you get a new haircut or something. Like, you just feel literally more deserving of love. You're just like, I'm pretty. Like, there's.
Then going through the 4-day, does that spoil it for you, or knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel?
No, it's kind of fun because it's like, oh my God, every day I wake up, I'm going to be able to see. And it's so subtle. Like, I got they only put stuff on my lips because they did my under eyes. And it's so weird. They put a cannula, they inject a cannula into your cheek.
What's a cannula? Is that like a filler?
It's like something that doesn't, it's not a needle. It's a blunt end. So it doesn't damage the tissue or like the underneath muscles or anything. So they shot it through my cheek. Whoa. And then the needle went through the cannula into my under eye. And then I could hear it go.
And you're awake for
this? I saw it happen. I was there, and
it's not even sharp.
I tell you what happened?
What?
So there was a huge pool, like just a huge thing of blood that just went. When they did this, it just goes all the way down, and they caught it on each cheek, like a lot of blood.
I was tearing blood down my cheeks. Yeah,
it was gnar gnar.
And I got the microneedling. When you got microneedling, did they take your blood out and then like rub your blood into your face?
Oh, I didn't do that one. PRP.
Yeah,
I did
PRP.
It with serum, but
it's so crazy that
I loved it.
Was your face like beat up for how long? Because my face looks insane today. Like, I put on a little bit of cover up, so you can't really tell, but it's bad.
I look like I had been in the sun for like 100 several hours.
Yes,
burned
100.
But the after was great. I was really happy with it, and I think you will be too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It was really fun, and shout out to Nyack Plastic Surgery up in St. Louis.
It's interesting that you have to, like, that someone figured it out that you have to, like, beat the shit out of your face to make it look perfect. It's like a diamond kind of thing. Like, going through coal to get to a diamond. I don't know. It's just interesting that, like, I don't know. Like, it's just wild.
Yeah, why did it take so long?
Last night I saw Chris,
it's like breaking your arm to make your arm stronger. It's just interesting.
That's the thing that's the collagen. That pisses me off is that it just seems like microneedling just came around in the last decade, I feel like. And that is the smartest way to regenerate collagen.
It's to wound.
Yes, like tiny wounds.
But we like laugh at like.
But I would wonder why sunburn doesn't do that.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I think that damages it as opposed to just. Hurting it.
It's all about the underneath layers of skin. I think damaging the underneath is important.
Well, I'm obsessed with warts, and so if someone wants to give me their wart, I do know that there is a technique called needling for warts to help them. And if you have a wart, if you just stab it a bunch of times with a needle, like literally, they make it pulp. Like they just stab it. It's like they're like, and then it's Dr. Stab it, and so the body goes, because the warts are really sneaky, and your immune system doesn't know what they are. They kind of like hide out, and they get to grow, and your immune system's just like, It's cool because it stays on the top layer of skin and it doesn't really cause your body to like go fight it. And that's why they grow. And if you stab it with a needle a bunch of times, it starts bleeding. And it's like, you know, something traumatic's happening down there. Your body's immune system goes, what the fuck's going on down there? And then it sends help. And then the wart can heal. And so it's kind of a similar thing for your face, I think. But I did get my lips done. And I wasn't planning on it. I usually just get Botox to do a lip flip. And I got them done. And so they're really like luscious right now because they're swollen.
They didn't put any filler in your lips though.
They did.
They did?
Yeah, because they had some left over from my eyes.
Oh.
And she was like, you have a little bit left. And I was like, so little, so little.
But they didn't do the bottom, right?
No, they did a little bit of the bottom.
You can barely tell.
But last night it was like swelling up as I was hanging out with Chris. And he was just like, again, I put like a, I was like, oh, I got migraine healing. I didn't tell him all the stuff I got done. Right. It's, who he doesn't need to know. And I was like putting a can on my lips, like a Zevia can on my lips. He was like, wait, did you get your lips done? And I was like, yes. And he was just like, I thought something. And he was like, wait, so is it going to like be like that? I was like, no, it's going to go down. I was like, I swear to you, she even told me like they're going to swell. You're going to think it's too much, but I promise you it's not going to be that way. And I was like, do you like these DSLs? And he was just like, get away. Like, I just looked insane. My face was burnt. My eyes were puffing up. I looked like I had got stung by bees. Like, I was the opposite of hot. And he's just like, he's seen me in some grisly
conditions.
Scenarios after some face stuff. And so it was
I think
fun.
He knows in 4 days it's going to look amazing. So he can wait it out. He can be patient.
I think he
does.
I think he was just like, don't do this. You don't need to do this. And he's like, are you doing it for F-Boy? I'm like, kinda. I'm gonna be on TV.
Yeah.
And you know. I don't know. I've done it before, I get very minimal done. And so.
But here's my question. When you get a lot of minimal, does it equal maximum eventually? Will it be, you know what I'm saying? See, like, sure. I think a lot of times, like, we tell ourselves, it's like a little microdose.
Like, can you overdo it?
Can you overdo it while doing a minimal?
Yeah, everyone like, that looks like a cat did not mean to do that.
Unless they wanted the cat. But
yeah, unless they love keys. But no,
that's what I'm saying. So now, but nowadays, I feel like with technology and stuff, you could do minimal. Like back in the day, my mom got a facelift, and she looked like she got literally ran over by like 19 fucking trucks. Like she was like coming out of the room like from Arrested Development.
We have to honor the women that paved the way for us.
Yeah, who gave up their faces for you to
for us to have micro needle.
Did it look good when she was done?
Yeah, it did. And my grandma got it too. It's just it's interesting when older people get it, because then it's like their tits are here, but their face is here. So it's like it's a balance of.
It's just gonna keep getting better and better too. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Oh man, it's Wednesday, folks. You know what that means? Bob Saget died.
Jesus Christ.
Just kidding.
That's our
Wednesday.
New joke.
Yeah, it's our new joke. Oh. It's probably no one likes it except for us too. And Bob hated it. Hope you're having all those swells. Yeah. All right. A dying 57-year-old Maryland handyman is the first person in the world to receive a heart transplant
from a pig.
He's doing well after the risky procedure. The only side effects is he's rolling in mud and he's eating mafia dead bodies that they kill.
I can't believe the journalist wrote he's eating mafia dead bodies.
I know. This journalist is very similar to someone else. But yes, that was a joke that I told Noah yesterday. We laughed and I fucked it up today.
No, it's good.
So how do we feel about that? So this guy.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, they've been using pig valves already.
Is it cool?
Go ahead.
It's a genetically modified pig. They genetically modified the pig to give, you know, to have this kind of heart so that the human doesn't reject it in the transplant.
Gotcha.
There's like three things they have to change in a pig heart.
It's nice that they're using GMOs for like good stuff and not just to make our food taste.
Yeah, just so our pig isn't bigger to eat. Our ham isn't
bigger. I mean, I don't
really
understand what GMOs are. I just know they're bad. But it's
GMOs?
So they made the pig grow kind of a heart that was good enough to.
So pig.
Why don't they do this all the time?
Well, this is a new
thing. I mean,
it's kind of. Yeah.
And why isn't this like on like the biggest news ever?
It was on USA Today.
It's on Andrew's news segment.
That's true.
We
do have all the latest.
Well, they've been using
news.
Pig valves. So, but now they're using the whole pig. The guy, the reason why he got it is so he was up for a heart transplant, mm-hmm. but he didn't do anything the doctor wanted him to do. So they were like,
we're not giving you a human one yeah. because that could go to someone that will actually treat it
yeah,
well
exactly.
and change their diet. We'll give you this pig one. I like it. You know, if they offered it to me, I'd say, do you have a tofu heart? And
an impossible pig heart?
Yeah.
I think it's knowing my mother who needed a lung and she wasn't able to get it. Like, the way to get on the transplant list is, like, you have to be healthy enough to handle it and sick enough to get it. So it's, like, almost impossible to be on the list. It's, like, it's really hard. So now, whatever. Like, I think it's unbelievable.
Your mom could get pig lungs.
It'd be unbelievable. Yeah.
That would be so cool.
What if she were really rich or really famous? Did those people get bumped up?
I mean, I think sure.
absolutely they yes. do. But messed up. Honestly, I don't think so because your family has some money, brah.
Money wasn't an issue.
Right. So if it would have been.
But like, we're also not going to buy a hospital. Like, I think there is a level of money. But you still need to want to accept a lung. And like, dude, it's fucking insane what you have to do.
Yeah.
After getting lung surgery and the chances of it. The reason why they don't want to give it to someone is because they don't want you to die and then them to either get sued right. or to be like, oh, only 98% of our patients worked for it.
It's all going towards percentage. The statistics.
Yes.
That they, it's their Yelp review afterwards.
Exactly.
Like, are you going to take care of this? Because you're going to, it's like when, I think Abercrombie told the Jersey Shore people, like, they paid them to not wear their stuff. Because they're like, you're hurting our brand.
Mm.
So if we give a lung to someone who's going to die right away, you're hurting our brand as this clinic right. that...
It has nothing to do with, like, them personally. Like, yeah. I mean, everyone should get one in that case of, like, hey, we don't care if our rating's 3% as long as, we give you a fighting chance.
Do they consider, like, the good you're going to do in the world, like, afterwards? Like, maybe if you were you know what, I just started this organization that saves, children.
Orphans, yeah.
And then they're like, well, I guess we'll have to close our doors if I don't get this heart.
Yeah, pretty much. I think you might have some leverage there. But I don't know. I think, like, this guy, pigs lived to 20 years old. The pig was 1 year old when they gave him the heart.
Okay,
so I wonder if the pig heart will last 20 years.
Huh. Pigs live to 20? Yeah. Well, not the pigs. Not most pigs that we have. I bet they live to 3 at the most.
Remember when they made an ear, like a human ear, but it grew on a rat or something?
Like a mouse's back.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a photo of this. Like, this is probably a dumb question. Did they use the pig's heart? Or did the pig grow another heart on his back?
Right. No, I think they used that pig's heart.
They used that pig's heart. Now, there was a thing like 20 years ago, a baby got a baboon's heart. Then died a month later and grew a weird ass.
Did you guys read that article about the trans person that had been waiting forever for their penis to
get a new penis?
Yeah. And then they finally had the penis constructed and they were so scared because very often the penis doesn't take, like, it dies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that, but it's the same thing, like, with an organ. You have to hope that it takes.
Yeah, like, your body doesn't go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my fucking dick rejects me all the time.
Yeah, you've got a dead dick.
Yeah, I have a dead pig dick.
You should
dick.
Just tell Brenna that,
I have
hey,
a piglet
babe,
tail
it's a,
dick.
It's a transplant. And it's,
yeah.
I never told you this. And you just, like, draw stitch marks around the base of it.
Oh yeah, I got this dick from a fucking gerbil when I was 7.
It grew
and
on
it
its
never
back.
Grew. I grew around it.
It's really interesting, trans surgery. Like, I always heard that it's easier to dig a hole than build a pole.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
it is gnarly. They did a skin graft from the right thigh, and like half the quadricep is gone.
Mm.
Now, why not use a cadaver cock?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I like how you say cadaver, though.
How do you
say it? You said it like endeavor.
And he's... It's a real endeavor.
I remember there was some guy that had...
What you need is a dead guy's cock who died hard.
My uncle TV chopped off his finger one time, like the end of his finger, and they sewed it to get the skin. They sewed it into his palm. So he was always doing like rock and roll, until the finger grew, got the skin from his thing.
I mean, that's fucking
thing.
Wild.
And then
amazing.
Have you ever had a cut on your finger and you just use super glue and you just push it together?
Yes.
It truly works.
Yeah.
The body's amazing, as I think what is the point of your episode today. The resilience of the resiliency of the body. It's incredible. Yes.
It
is. Yeah, the bounce back of it. Yeah, it is fucking wild.
Your face has already bounced back. There's no evidence of any weirdness.
Well, we always like, I can't believe a lizard can grow.
It looks like I've eaten a lot of sodium. My eyes.
Oh, it's almost totally
down.
Wait,
did you put makeup on the bottom or is that just black and blue? Because if it's black and blue, you should bottle that because it looks great.
What do you mean, black and blue?
Like underneath your eyelid.
No, it's puffy here. But yeah,
did you put eyeliner on them?
No. Maybe there might be some runoff from my makeup or something.
Oh, yeah, makeup.
Maybe. Is there black and blue?
Oh, you have a tiny bit of eyeliner.
Oh, it might be mascara eyeliner from yesterday. Okay. But they filled in this, and I've been not wanting to get it, but I can feel it. Like, it was always so hollow there, and now I'm so excited to, like, it looks like you have a good night's sleep, you know, when it's done.
Do you know what those are called, Andrew, these areas? They're called tear troughs.
Oh, yeah, tear troughs. That sounds like what a pig eats out of when it's crying. let's get to the next.
It'd be funny to just feed a pig like asparagus and like have it on like an all veggie diet so it could be a healthy heart for a human.
Yeah.
I think they do eat fruits and veggies.
Yeah, pigs do not eat mafia
meat.
Kill they don't people. Eat bacon. How did you say it?
Killed people. Mafia killed
dead
people.
Mafia.
Meat. Yeah, right. Dead mafia meat.
All right. Well, speaking of meat. Uncut Gems actress Julia Fox.
Oh, God.
And rapper Kanye West.
Oh, she wrote this insane
back in the day, yeah.
Blog for what magazine was it? There's some
interview.
Interview. Yeah, interview. I think it was. Yep. And she wrote this insane blog that reads like a diary entry of a fifth grader. I mean, this girl is really dumb.
Yeah.
And no offense to her, she's beautiful, and not everyone gets a great education or cares about being able to be a good writer, but. it's so bad, and I don't understand why it exists, what it is. Can we read it? Do you have it there?
It just talks about, I'm going to miss Keeping Up. I've been watching Keeping Up.
Wait, she wrote that? She wrote about
Keeping Up? That was on her podcast. Oh. Andrew didn't finish the headline.
This is what the article is about. I didn't know about this. So this is about how she was obsessed with Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, my God.
How she never wants it to end. How it was such a part of her childhood. All this shit that she's a diehard fan, you know. And now she's, you know, dating Kanye, who dated Kim. But, I mean, I think a lot of people probably had that story. So it's a coincidence, for sure.
There was some article recently about people who ended up dating the people that they once said was like a crush of theirs.
Yeah, it's like The Secret, I guess.
You know, Katie Holmes had once said, you know, in a 17 magazine that Tom Cruise was her like number one. And then there was like, oh God, there was someone else recently that was like, oh, that's a really cute story.
I knew a girl who was 15 and obsessed with the singer of a band and then ended up marrying him years later. And I was like, that's creepy.
It's always like a young girl being like, I'd love to date this old guy. And the old guy's like, huh? Like,
yeah. Matthews. I know, really? I'm 37 now and you're married, but
holla.
Throw it out
there. I have a boyfriend, kind of, but listen, I'm sure he'd understand.
Betty White, I got you.
Yeah, I like.
I'll have sex with her cadaver.
But that's
vagina.
The thing. Like, I.
Cadaver.
Becoming. That's was why I wanted to be famous, was because I wanted to be able to
date
pursue
Matthews.
Pacey and Dave Matthews, like not even and be friends with Jennifer Aniston. Like I wanted in. I wanted that. It bothered me that those people exist, but I don't have access to them.
Mm.
And now I do. And turns out I'm living in St. Louis, and all my friends are not super duper famous. And it it feels better that way.
Yeah,
it'd be I think it's a pretty fickle.
I'm going
life,
to Bob's funeral.
You are?
Yeah, and on Friday, and I'm just flying for the day. And I was just telling Anya like. I am like, there's a part of me that's dreading going because there's so, like, I get kind of anxiety around celebrities and, like, I don't know. I just, it's a lot of, like, just, there's a lot. Who cares? Like, I'm going because Bob would go to mine and it's great. I'll get to hear great stories. And I honestly know it will be very therapeutic, but the only person I would want to see is Bob Saget. That's going to be there, you know?
Are you
and
doing
he's going
to
be, no, I'm not doing time.
Oh.
But he's going to be. Busy, you know, he's gonna be.
Gonna be wild. I think
he'll
like,
be there.
It's weird when you go to funerals because it doesn't really feel real until you fucking see the body, and then you're like, "What the like? This person's dead." Like it just, I don't know. It hits different. Like
yeah, it gives you closure. Azure.
I guess. It really fucks with your brain.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like it. I feel like I can do without the closure.
Well, I've always said funerals are the only thing you can skip of someone's, and they won't be mad at you because they don't exist. But I usually go to funerals if I go, you know what? That person would go to mine. And I know Bob would go to mine. I know he would, you know.
I like a funeral. I don't need to see the body.
I wouldn't mind seeing
I saw my grandpa's body. I'm like, face. I don't even know.
It looks weird. It doesn't look like them.
He was also in like all like skater gear.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. I just think the idea of putting my grandpa in
He has his cap on sideways. Like,
are you guys?
He died like this.
Hang loose.
Yeah. My grandpa's like,
oh, Luigi.
I had a friend die. He was freaking, he overdosed when he was, and like the funeral was all people on drugs. And like the person that talked was like, dude, fucking Dan always charged it. And he fucking, dude, he was always at a party. He was always the fucking, the dude always up the latest. And fucking anytime we were fucking wakeboarding.
You're just listening to this guy. I'm like, it's
this
like
is
your
why
joke about,
he's dead. This is,
I forgot about wakeboarding. Oh, God.
Yeah, Parks Bonifay. That's
when
the guy's
you,
name that I
when
know.
When people die in your life, I was just, I just actually had an exchange with Bob's wife on Instagram, which I was like, I get really nervous reaching out to people who are closest of kin to people who have died, because it just like I just don't feel like I can ever say the right thing. I don't they don't want to hear my sympathy. I can't understand what they're going through, and but I did it because
but it goes back to the thing of like everyone's doing it, so I shouldn't do it, and then maybe some people aren't doing it because they think that same thing. You
and
know
also,
what I mean?
Yeah. I just feel like
Anya just smelled Luigi and
I was like, what does that smell? Oh, it's
I know he's stinky.
He smells bad.
I know. I have to wash him. It's not going to happen
like,
today.
My hand smells like poop.
Oh, you smell like poop.
It's just a doggy smell.
Do you guys like when, who's been, the, what's been the most significant like death in your life?
From celebrity standpoint? Or
no, just like anyone. Because I was thinking about it and I think this is the saddest I've ever been about someone's death. And how lucky I am to, like,
I think the younger they are, even if they aren't closer to you, it impacts you because you think of your own mortality, I guess. I literally had a friend die yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
From college. We weren't that close. He was a year above me in my fraternity.
Right.
He was a writer. He wrote this movie, I feel like an asshole.
It's okay.
You'll think of it.
Yeah, but, like, he was such a party animal in college.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just thinking about... But I don't know.
How
now
did he die?
We don't know yet. I just found out. Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
What's
I wouldn't. Brandon Murphy. And he, I mean, also, I don't have complete confirmation that he's dead.
Oh, right. Maybe he, maybe it was
he
one
faked
of the
his
things
own
like,
death.
Like
or
when
something.
You people thought you died.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why we.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was wild.
But do you guys like, I mean, I think...
My friend Romy.
Yeah, Romy, I think was for you.
Yeah, she was my best friend like 15 years ago for like a good 8 years. And she started going through rough times. And at a certain point, I was like, I got to cut her off because she's clearly like, she was just burning all these bridges and we were fighting all the time. And I was like, you're not in your right mind. You need to like get your shit sorted out. She did, and then we kind of never got back to normal. We were like acquaintances, and I really missed her. And then for years, we were out of touch, and nobody knew where she was. And then, and then she met a terrible end alone. And in a way, all of us were like, I guess she's better off. But it's never felt. I never got to go to a funeral. I never got to be there in the hospital at the end when things were getting really bad. And it's always like I have a lump in my throat about it. That's the one that hit me the hardest.
Do you like looking at pictures and going through video and like, do you like revisiting it? Because I'm having a really hard time. Like I did today was the first day that I looked at our text exchange and like,
I wish I had more. I wish I had her.
Mm-hmm.
She had a laugh. Romy had the best laugh. And the thing is, Heather McMahon sounds exactly like Romy sometimes.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
They talk the same. They're the same vibe of like, you know what? I'll fucking, like they have the same almost like Southern, like, I don't know what it is, but they were feisty. So I listen to Heather McMahon a lot because I'm like, that reminds me of Romy, like the same reactions to shit. It's weird.
I was thinking about though, you were talking about it yesterday about how like when a celebrity dies, you hear about it thousands of times. It's everywhere. This guy died. He was a writer. He wrote a movie that, again, I can't remember the name of it, but like he wasn't like a nobody per se. You can't find it on the internet. Like you would have to like literally search out his death.
Yeah.
So it's like a different kind of thing because one is like completely in your face.
And the other one, it's like no one knows this person. That's why I wanted you to say his name, because it's like,
yeah,
when people die, we just like stop saying their name and then they just disappear. It's like my friend who killed himself in high school. It was before the age of the internet and everyone having Facebook, or it was before MySpace. It was before everything. And you look at, you Google his name and there's like two things that come up. And I'm like, this is a person that like, God, I just want more of them. So I try to always say, you know, David Kenneker, just to like keep it in the air, like keep the ball up in the air. Like,
well, this guy was like, I can't even describe how creative, even though he was an absolute nutcase in college.
I love how you can't describe it because you're not as creative. You're like,
yeah, but if I took a Ritalin, I also couldn't. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard is the name of the movie I made up. No, that's the movie that he wrote.
Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Like, he did this thing, like, this will be an example of what he did. He took his whole room in the fraternity house and put it outside the bar, exactly set up like it was in his room, like at night. Like, this was like the kind of like crazy. Like, he was the one that drove around the pledge, like people that wanted to pledge for fraternity, and any RAV4 they saw, he gave him a baseball bat and said, "You have to knock the window out," because he hated RAV4s. Like, one time he was driving, he was throwing up.
Sounds like a great person. I'm just kidding.
No. I know. They're all like horrible like stories, but they're also like what made him so unique and fun and crazy to have the mind to be so creative in a way. I don't know. He was
Brandon Murphy. Rest in peace. We'll be back with more show right after this.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
All right, we're back. Let's play Wednesday's wild card game. literally wild cards. We love it. It's Answer the Internet. It's the Barstool Sports game of kind of would you rather questions that we say when kind of talking like this because they're cool. And by the way, this game, I played this game. Bob wasn't there, but I had these cards with me the last time I saw Bob. I don't know why that matters, but it just reminded me that I played this game we were waiting for Bob to show up at this place that he met us.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah, I was in Milwaukee. I didn't have any Bob stories. People keep asking me for Bob stories, and I don't have any like stories because we just talked on the phone. We talked at clubs. We did television shows together. Yeah. There were not like places for stories to happen. And I just, you know, the story is he made me feel loved and I loved him, like, you know, and he made me laugh. But all of his jokes were like, I don't remember jokes specifically.
Because they were also quick, like quips.
Yeah. But I came up with a good story by talking to Anya about it yesterday that is going to be in the LA Times piece coming up. So I'll link that on things. And the song I wrote about him is going to be out probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll be able to debut it on this show, I Whoa. Think.
A rough mix.
Yeah.
You Anya, have do you to think you can yourself. Come back
for this? Sure.
Okay, sweet. Yes.
Forever, Anya, move here, please.
Come I know, on, Anya, please fucking move very to St. Tempting. Louis. It is very
Honestly,
tempting.
Why not?
If I could live in that building where I live.
There yeah, we go. We'll look into the rates. Okay. All right, let's play Answer the Internet.
Here we go. Yeah, let's fucking do it, man.
Okay.
All right.
Would you rather...
I don't know.
...prematurely come in your pants before sex or start crying mid-sex?
Whoa, dude. Well, I do both all the time.
Yeah, so if you guys...
I'd rather premature cry while I come in my own face.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa. Cool. What about you, Anya?
Do I have to talk like that?
Yeah.
This is so patriarchal bullshit.
This game is made under the assumption that women can't read or
right,
something.
Right, right.
Or that women can't enjoy
like,
fun.
Like, this isn't a
Stop
question
a
for a woman.
Kill.
No, there's these questions.
Am I a dude when I'm answering this?
It says
no,
nothing.
You're a badass bitch. I like to play beer pong.
I'd rather kill myself than cry, so fuck that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Exactly. Crying is like such a pussy move. We need to do fake questions, too, because for a while we were doing... we were doing these questions in Cabo with me and my girlfriends on one trip. This is where I broke this game out. And it was so much fun because it's like, would you rather...
What's that?
Would you rather take... Wait, hold on. Would you rather your friends make fun of your small dick or go to therapy?
Oh, man.
Like, well, it was always like...
If one happened before the other, you know what I would do? I would suck my therapist's dick and say, man, that's big.
Yeah. Okay, so, but seriously, I would rather prematurely come, even though crying during sex is not something I mind doing because it means it was so good and so connected. It
also gets your pussy wetter.
But also, I can come a bunch of times, and usually the best orgasms follow the first one. So I'd love to prematurely come.
Are you
we
ready
start.
For this?
Yes, good answer.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Fucking, are you really, though?
Hell yeah.
Okay. You bang a slump buster.
Huh?
It's another word for a whore, apparently.
No, it's another word for a girl that, like, brings you out of... You just take whatever you can get to break you out of a slump of not fucking.
Oh, shit.
So you just take, like, the girl at the bar that no one wants just to, like, just to end your streak of no pussy.
Okay. Take a slump buster or...
Oh, and she borrows your favorite shirt for the walk home. Do you A, let the shirt go? B, bang her again to get it back.
Why not C, ask it for it back?
That's not part of the answers.
That would take communication and boundaries.
Yeah.
Definitely A, because I never want to see that hoe again.
Hell yeah.
And I never want to see that shirt again because she wore it.
Yeah, she wore it.
So you're going to be working in finance and you're going to get a job at J.P. Morgan and buy as many shirts as you want without that slump buster.
What's your favorite shirt, Andrew?
The one I'm fucking wearing.
Obviously. Yeah. That shirt is a slump buster.
That is true. That's what they call my fat tits underneath it.
Okay.
Slump busters.
If, okay, this is honestly like one you could make up for this game.
Okay.
If you could fuck any girl you want
for
the rest of your life, but you could only ever watch women's sports, would you do it?
Honestly, probably not. Because fucking, have you ever seen a woman do a layup? Boo-hoo, bitch.
God, this is under the pretense that, first of all, men only can enjoy men's sports. Women's sports are awful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for single men, too, because no man is going to be able to answer this seriously.
Because he'd anger his girlfriend?
Yes.
It cracks me up that men think they could get the hottest girl for life.
Well, I had this joke for a while that I want to put in my next special, but it's, you know, after I hooked up with a guy, he was like, we were on his TikTok, and I was just like cuddling up next to him, watching him go through TikTok, which is kind of a fun thing to do, to watch someone else, because it's such a solitary thing. You get to like see someone's habits. And one of J-Lo came up, and he was like, God, she's so fucking hot. And I was like, can you not say J-Lo is hot while your semen is still in my upper digestive tract? And he was like, where my semen is in your body has no bearing on the fact that J-Lo is hot. No matter where it is in your body, J-Lo will still be hot. And I was like, and then my joke is, why do I keep dating autistic men? And I was like, I don't want to hear that anyone's hot. And my point was, I go, and of course J-Lo's hot. That's like not a unique thing. But these guys actually do think you don't. And he's like, I'm not going to like fucking date J-Lo. Why are you jealous? And I'm like, well, of course you're not going to. You're a loser who is an alcoholic and makes bad decisions. Oh, fuck. J-Lo might like you.
Yeah.
And played baseball. Wait, now, how far does the cum have to get down your system before he can say she's hot?
Not post-coitus. You know what I mean?
Give it 35 minutes.
Yeah, no, let it run through.
Let her get dressed.
So several minutes.
I am a cool chick when it comes to hot girls. I like it, but I don't need to hear it right when literally I can still taste it in my mouth. TikTok's, you know what I mean?
TikTok's kind of funny because, you know, it will give you things they think you like, and you have no control of what's going to pop up, and you're watching in front of your significant other, and a hot girl will show up, and you'll swipe faster, and Brennan's like, I can fucking watch the whole video. You don't have to, hide her tits. Like, I can handle tits.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, though. Like, guys will, like, swipe quick, and
because you think that she thinks that if you watch the whole thing that you're that means you want to fuck her.
Yeah,
but also she probably would think that a little bit.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
but also the fact that you go past it faster
probably means yes. Nothing's good. Yeah, you can't win there.
You can't win.
You got to watch three quarters of it. Okay, you ready for this?
Anya has a really good one.
Would you rather?
Fuck yeah.
A, watch your dad fuck a 100-year-old man. Or B, watch your mother kill someone.
Fucking, I'd like to see my mother kill that
guy. The 100-year-old man.
Yeah,
nice.
I'd rather watch my mom kill someone.
Yes, yeah. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Although, is my dad getting fucked or fucking?
No, he's...
Is your dad
inside? Your dad's a bottom and he's getting fucked.
First of all, God, there's not that many 100-year-old men, so I'd have to see all 7 of them.
I had a dream my dad told people, he was doing an SNL monologue, and I was really heartbroken that he didn't call me for advice on his monologue. God only knows what that means. But during my sister told me, Nikki, dad lied and said that Sheryl Crow texted him and said, hey, watch my performance tonight. And then we were like, and then my sister goes, Sheryl Crow didn't text you. And he was like, yes, she did. And then she's like, then show me the text. And it was in front of all these people that it came out that he did not. she did not text
this
him.
This is so a dream?
Yes. And so we found out that my dad was lying about being friends with Sheryl Crow. And it was like this watershed moment that my sister's like, Dad has so many dark secrets. Mm. That was such a weird thing to lie about. Because we knew he knew Sheryl Crow, but we were like, there's no way she's like texting him. And then I go, maybe he didn't show the text because they are actually having an affair. And it was easier to sit. And in my mind, I came up with like a pretty good plot that you think someone's lying because they're like, fine, she didn't text me. But they can't show the text because the text is actually more than the thing they said. Isn't that kind of an interesting twist?
That is a nice
that
twist.
I came up with in my dream.
The text exists, but it's...
Yes, like they were texting. She did say, I'm going to be on...
Like sent
but she
some,
said,
like,
sweetie, I'm
going to
be
or,
on
yeah.
TV tonight. I love Got you it. So much. Fuck your wife.
Or he sets up a new phone number and even sends a fake one from Sheryl Crow that's not as bad
the
as...
The first cut is the deepest.
And, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Is sex with conjoined twins a threesome?
Yes.
What if the other one just fucking reads a book while you're getting head?
Still a threesome. They're in the room and they're like being penetrated.
What if you only fuck on the left side of the pussy?
Fine, it's a 2.5. It's a deux et demi.
I guess it depends how much twin is there. If it's a full conjoined or like just like another head.
Yeah. Well, what about if a woman's pregnant? Is it a threesome? Because the baby's technically, there's a living thing based on how you view when a child is alive. What a nine month pregnant, like about to pop woman, you fuck her.
Yeah.
And the baby, you know, could survive. Like maybe she's due tomorrow. That baby, no one would argue that baby is not a life. I think no one would go, you can abort, you know, there's no question of it. Is that okay to do?
None of this is okay.
Does the baby have...
I think it's okay to fuck a woman if she has a full baby in her.
I think the question is over the line.
But does the baby have DSLs?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't think the baby can be penetrated by a cannula.
It did a cannula to the baby to pump up its lips.
Wait, I see what you're saying. Can conjoined twins have kids?
Yeah.
That's why.
Unless they're conjoined at the uterus.
Oh.
We are acting like we know anything. We got to get to final thought. Can I just share the last text conversation I had with Bob for my final thought? Yeah.
Saget.
What's better, boneless wings or boner wings?
I know. I know I'm getting
boner wings.
A little Bob heavy on the show this week, but I think it's all for it's no warranted. One would deny me this. Also, the person that informed me about Bob Saget's death that I said was very, like, flippant of, like, OMG, Bob Saget's dead, and, like, did it on a group text. He wrote to me and said, Nikki, I am so... He didn't hear the podcast where I talked about it. He wrote to me and said, Nikki, I'm so sorry that I said that. I did not realize you were so close to friends. I saw your Instagram posts, and that was just such a bad move. And I said, I did the same thing. You know, I told it on the podcast. I did the same thing with someone who knew Burt Reynolds. So it's nice that you said this to me. It was so nice. But, a couple things I just wanted to say about Bob. Last night when I was watching my special and I was kind of having that moment of like, I might have to put out something that I'm not like A+ about, and usually, you know, if something's a TV show that's not, because Chris was like, but you did not say if that got canceled, you still have a career. Nikki and Sarah Live, that got canceled, you still have, like these things, people will forgive you. And I go, but I've never put out something that's only me on stage. Like, I don't know. I can always go, that was Sarah's fault. Or like, I didn't say that, but like, that was MTV's fault. They didn't let us do what we wanted. That was Comedy Central's fault. You can always blame someone else, but this is just me. You know, everything is me. And I was like, God, I feel like it was weird. Cause I was like, he was trying to comfort me about it and he was doing a good job, but I was like, I really want someone who has been in the business a long time, who has put out some stinkers in their life, who has put out some things that maybe didn't make a big splash or that they weren't that proud of. And I was like, what would Bob say? And I don't think that I would have thought to think of Bob had it not been this week. And I didn't end up sobbing last night and being like, what do I do? I want to not put it out. Because what Bob would say, and I think he did advise me right before I was filming the special, I was like, Bob, I don't even know what I'm doing for the special. It's 2 months away. It was a month away when we last spoke. And I was like, I literally don't know what I'm doing for it. Mm-hmm. How do you do, like, what are you doing to prepare? Because he was about to do his. And he was like, Nikki, I haven't watched the FaceTime recording of our last conversation, which I do have. But I think within it, he told me, like, you're going to put out things in your life that are not... A, like Tom Hanks has put out things that are not A pluses. Like, it's gonna be okay.
Yes.
You're still lovable. Like, Bob would not judge me for this. And I'm really actually sad that Bob's not gonna be able to see the special. And I'm gonna dedicate it to him. I hope that's not like over the top, but it is the last thing. Can I just play this is what Bob's did I play this what Bob said about me?
No.
No.
1 week ago on a podcast. This was on a corporate time with Tom and Dan. And so they're talking about Bob being filthy, and he's like, I'm not really that filthy anymore. So this is called A Corporate Time with Tom and Dan, and it's from last Wednesday's episode.
I'm less of that. I don't even, some people go gynecological in their dialogue. I'm like, wow, Nikki Glaser's a friend of mine. I'm like, Nikki, wow.
Yeah,
she's good. I remember when I was like that. I did that on an HBO special, and I got in trouble for that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we've had Nikki on the show, and then Sam and I just saw her, and yeah, it's funny because
she's
like,
awesome. You're dirtier awesome. Than
you, Bob. Oh, yeah, she is awesome.
She's dirtier, and she's so likable, and that's, those are the people that I flock to. I mean,
and then it trails off. But it's so nice that he said I was awesome on something. You know, last time I saw him, I went to dinner with his, it was after our shows in Milwaukee. I went to dinner with his in-laws were in Milwaukee, and they came to his shows. We were both in Milwaukee performing. He was at like the Improv, I think, and he did two shows. So we went to the hotel where we were going to meet, and I went with all my friends, and then you guys didn't come. I'm so mad you didn't come now, but who cares? It's fine. And then he met up, and his in-laws were going to be there, and I was like, what's it going to be like with his in-laws? Like, this is going to be weird. They were so cool, and like, so he wasn't different at all. I thought I was going to get like a different version of him,
yeah,
like, because he's going to be all buttoned up, but he was so cool. And then so I posted a picture, and he was like, there were a couple pictures taken, and you post one of me so sweetly on your Instagram, but I feel like I look like a Cabbage Patch Man. Do you have the closer shot of us, or do you hate it? It's, if so, you don't want to see it or something. Just wanted to post something if there are, were any other pics that you're okay with, that I don't look like Bob Evans and Nick Nolte had a child. I said it was the only one. The guy took more, but they were all blurry as hell. I'm sorry. I thought you looked good. I think you have body/Bobby dysmorphia. He said, yay, I may airbrush myself a turtleneck on or something. Blurry is good at concept, but probably not. Ha. Ha ha. I look much better today. Photoshop. He said, really great to see you and Todd Barry. It was weird. He tweeted, where's the after party? We didn't see Todd Barry. Isn't it strange that some people still think Twitter and Facebook is like emailing someone? I said, I invited Todd Barry. He couldn't come. Anyway, I said, and I truly don't think you know how handsome you are. You look great. Last night was so fun. Thank you for having me and my friends. Love you. And Kelly's parents are so cool. Love them. He said, thanks for the compliments. Really nice. Helps my mojo for my shows. Aww. Break a leg tonight. It'll be fun. Indy needs you. I was going to Indianapolis that day. And thanks for the sweet comments regarding Kelly's parents. Yes, they're like a scene from Moonstruck. And FYI, I texted blah, 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 and emailed the executive producer, blah, 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 for this show. I think they're all booked for this season, but I don't know. Anyway, blank loved the idea, and I sang your deserved praises. Have fun. Safe travels in the van. And I said, oh, my God, thank you, Bob. I truly treasure you. He said, same. You're the best. We must be related if you trace our descendants back to being exterminated in Russia. Have a great time tonight.
Did he think you're Jewish?
I think so. Listen, I'll have him take that memory to the grave.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going. Oh, and then I told him about a show that we were going to do. And he said, yeah, I can't do it either. Didn't sleep, so I can't either. But thanks for thinking of me. How was Indy? I said, so good, thanks. I'm exhausted, though. He said, I hear you. Or read you. I haven't slept at all. On plane with some guy who just farted in my face. They need these masks to have fart repellent in them. I said, ha, ha, ha. God, that's disgusting. And he said, he should have his butthole stitched shut. Hate him. Happy Indy was great. Yes, it is a great comedy town. And that was the last thing, and I didn't write anything back. I just wish I would have written something. But that was a good exchange. I told him I loved him and treasured him.
Yeah, it's a nice exchange, and I think it, I don't know, it incumbents your whole friendship, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You never know what's going to be the last thing you're going to write, you know? And
I know.
If it's, you're not going to write, like, you always were the one that I loved. Like,
but everyone keeps saying every time Bob wrote me, it was like, the I love yous were just streaming through, like, that we were always like fighting to say who said I love you the most. Last, I actually, you know, my exchange with his wife was that she was like, I don't have any regrets of how much we both said we love each other. Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful thing to be able to say.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just a reminder. There's like, someone kind of occurred to me when we were doing this podcast of like, if something happened to them, I would really regret how it is right now with mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean I need to be best friends with this person, but I would like them to know that I love them. Mm-hmm. And or something happened to me, I would want them to have that or for whatever. Sure. So it's maybe just we do something with that today. Tomorrow, hopefully, we will have the debut of the song, Song for Bob.
Yeah.
That I wrote some lyrics to, but Matt Pond and Anya Marina helped me. Matt wrote it. Matt wrote that song, right?
Yes.
And
Bit by Bees, I believe.
Oh my God. Bit by Bees is the new band, fake band that we made up. But I think we'll debut it on the podcast tomorrow. And then will we be able to put it on Spotify or like will it just be SoundCloud?
Yeah. Let's work on that today.
Okay, cool. So look forward to that. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for all the continuing messages that you guys have sent. It's so nice. People are writing to me that are like, I lost my dad a week ago. Aww. I know what you're going through. And I go, oh my God, no, no, you don't. Because it's not the same. People are so fucking nice to write me when they lost that. It's just, everyone's so nice. I love our listeners. I love you guys. Love you so much, and I hope you know that
I
mean
love,
it.
I love the girl that wrote a message saying that she Googled Bit by Bees while we were talking about it because she thought it was a real band to look up their music.
It should be. Maybe that will be the name of my, like,
your, my name.
Yeah.
Your alternative
name. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, dude.
Sounds like a sweetener you put in your coffee. Bit by Bees.
Oh my God, that's so good.
A little honey.
It's a vegan honey alternative from Nikki Glaser.
Oh my God. Okay, let's do it. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We got to go. Don't be Kuh and Jack
in the Beanstalk.
Oh, you've done that one.
Again.
Send us Jack recommendations, you guys.
I'm really out of it.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.